KBOO has been reporting over the last month on a ballot measure in Lincoln County, Oregon, that would ban the aerial spraying of pesticides on farms and forests. As happens with most local measures trying to rein in the use of industrial agricultural products, the opposition has received substantial and organized support from industry groups. This usually includes large, blatant cash contributions from industry giants like Dow Chemical, Syngenta, and Monsanto, which have broken several local campaign finance records in Oregon. However, the Coalition to Defeat Measure 21-177 in Lincoln County has received most of this out-of-state industry money through more local intermediaries. Their biggest source of industry money so far has been the lobby group Oregonians for Food and Shelter, or OFS, which was founded in the early 80s specifically to fight against bans on aerial spraying of pesticides, according to the website SourceWatch. OFS receives money frequently from major ag industry players, including a combined $12,500 in early April from Dow Chemical and Gowan USA, an Arizona company that recently bought part of Dow's pesticide business. The Coalition to Defeat the Measure received $25,000 from OFS on April 4th. Soon after, it paid $20,000 to a Washington, D.C.-based company called Potomac Waves, which produces TV and radio ads aimed at specific voting blocs. They are particularly proud of their ability to reach Black and Hispanic blocs. Potomac Waves is affiliated with the political strategy firm Hilltop Public Solutions, which is based in D.C. but has offices in Portland. According to campaign finance records, the Coalition Against the Ban has also paid Hilltop for management services. Hilltop did not respond to an email asking if they are still working with the Coalition to defeat the measure. Hilltop has worked in Oregon before, usually on campaigns by Democrats, including Steve Novick's failed bid to keep his seat on the Portland City Council, and Ted Wheeler's successful run for Portland mayor. This is interesting, mostly when contrasted with the group supporting the aerial spray ban, which has raised just over $10,000 total, all of it from within Oregon, and appears to be running its own campaign. The Coalition Against the Ban has raised almost $100,000 more. So, while the structuring of cash contributions may make this ballot measure fight look more benign than ones from previous years that pitted local Davids against multinational Goliaths, the differences between the two groups in amount of money raised, the sources of that money, and campaign strategy make it clear the dynamic hasn't changed much. For KBOO Evening News, I'm Sam Bowman.